Warning, Dr. Schneer dictating a 6-minute walk test on Valerie Thompson. This goes to Dr. Partis on 3526. Mrs. Thompson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. The patient achieved 459 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Dubois, D-E, capital B-L-O-I-S. This goes to Jennifer Stakias, S-T-A-K-I-A-S, comma, F-N-P, on 3526. Mrs. Dubois performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 11-18-25, there's been no change, period. No paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Wolk, W-O-L-K. This goes to Dr. Dawson. On 3526, Mrs. Walk performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-26-25, there has been deterioration in lung function period, new paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Garrett Fields. This goes to Debbie Varnum, comma, FNP. On 3-4-26, Mr. Fields performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. Patient walked 424 meters in 6 minutes. The saturation remained 97%, period. The paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Fowler. This goes to Van Tanner, comma, PA, on 3-4-26. Mrs. Fowler performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-19-25, there's been no significant change, period, new paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction or improved effort after bronchodilators showing no significant change. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Malaysia, M-A-H-L-Y-S-I-A Hankins. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 3-4-26, Mr. Hankins performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-20-25, there's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kathy with a K, Stiles. Now this goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 3-4-26, Mrs. Stiles performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-26-25, there's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Eugene Raffner, R-A-F-F-N-E-R. This goes to the VA. On 3-4-26, Mr. Raffner performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97% period. The patient achieved 378 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. No paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.